Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on Atlanta's AM 920 The Answer. My name is Cleve Gaddis, and in this first segment of the show, we've got the Metro Atlanta Residential Real Estate Update for the last 7 days. If you want to know exactly what's happening here in Metro Atlanta, taking a look at what's happening for the last 7 days will give you a really good idea. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta segment, believe it or not, we've got a pro volleyball team coming to Atlanta, and there is going to be a new tiny home community in Gwinnett County. I was not aware of this. You might not be aware of it as well. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we help listeners, or at least our goal is to help listeners, go from real estate novices, real estate beginners, to really experts in real estate. We want home selling and buying to be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. In other words, we don't want you to learn anything at closing or after that you should have learned before. And we want to connect with you, and it is easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. That's gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can push back or challenge things we say on the show. You can share your ideas with us if you choose. You can request we do or feature your neighborhood and do a little bit of additional research on your neighborhood to help you understand what's happening in your neighborhood over the last few years and whether or not you might have a unique advantage as a home seller in the neighborhood. And you can also subscribe to our podcast. We're available on every major podcasting platform, and all of that is available at gogaddisradio.com, gogaddisradio.com. Let's take a look at what's happened in Metro Atlanta's residential real estate market over the last 7 days. Number one, there have been 1,854 new listings. 1,854 new listings. We've had 1,149 homes go under contract, 1,205 homes closed for the week, and 1,271 homes for that 7 day period had a price decrease. If we look at the 1854 minus the 1149, let's just call that 700, there should be an additional 700 homes for sale at the end of the last 7 days compared to the beginning of the prior 7 days. That's a big deal. And you've had 1,271 home sellers who have raised their hand and said to the market, I am more interested in selling my home this week than I was last week. So the reality is you take the 750 plus the 1,271, that's about 2,000 additional houses that might be available for consideration at the end of this 7 days compared to the beginning of the 7 day period. I think we are going to see a fairly robust market. Many people I talk to say consistently that, you know, the real estate market can't keep going this strong. Interest rates are too high and the real estate market can't keep going this strong. And the reality is that it very well could keep going strong for months and months and months. And it really boils down to this. It boils down to the fact that we do not have enough housing inventory. We don't have enough single-family attached homes, single-family detached homes, apartments, condos, hotel rooms, temporary living units, whatever they're like. We don't have enough housing units in the United States for all of our households. I was reading some research over the last few weeks, and it said in the last calendar 12 months or in the last 12 months, I don't remember when the period ended, it said that the number of households that were created in the United States of America was about 1.5 or 1.6 million. That means there was a need for 1.6 million more places for housing units for households to live in at the end of that 12 months than at the beginning of that 12-month period. Well, there was only about 900,000 to a million created. I have seen numbers that say we are, as a country, 2 million housing units behind where we need to be today. And I have also seen numbers as high as 8 million housing units behind where we need to be today. I don't know which one of those is right, but I know in Atlanta we need more housing units than we have current housing inventory. if you're wondering, well, is this problem ever going to solve itself? The reality is we have to continue to figure out ways to make building more affordable so we can produce more housing units. In our Here's Something You Should Know About Metro Atlanta segment, we got a new pro volleyball team. Two of my daughters, my third and my fourth daughter, both played volleyball, and they were both really, really good, and it was a wonderful high school activity. They also both played on a traveling volleyball team for a while, which was a lot of fun. But there is a pro volleyball team called Atlanta Vibe coming to Atlanta, the Atlanta Vibe Women's Professional Volleyball Team. They're more than just pro athletes. Their stars shine on and off the court. Their goal is to inspire Atlanta and to serve as role models for the next generation, to show them that there's a path toward pursuing their dream. The Vibe, which is Atlanta's first ever women's pro volleyball team, calls their home court the court at Duluth's Gath South Arena. The 14-player team was chosen during January's intense training camp, which brought together 20 of the sport's best to battle for a spot on the final roster. The Atlanta Vibe is one of seven founding franchises for the Pro Volleyball Federation. With further teams already announced for next season, Federation leaders say it is one of their major goals, pun intended, is to provide all players with a livable wage. We're told first-year base salaries are comparable with those of first-year WNBA players. I have no idea what that is. I'd love to know. League play will continue through May with Pro Volleyball Federation Championship scheduled for the weekend of May the 16th. Their logo design is Atlanta. The V is the Vibe. The A is pointed, representing the capital of the South. The V is more contemporary and current, like today's Atlanta. The Vibe runs through the A, and as our cool energy pulses throughout our city. As the intertwined branches of the letters resemble our unique highways, which connect downtown to the and unite to the surrounding communities, there's a light that shines on the metallic surface of the logo. It's actually a pretty cool little logo. Experience pro sports the way it's supposed to be, a fun, affordable, accessible, authentic experience you can share with your family, friends, and fans from all around the city. Visit AtlantaVibe.com, AtlantaVibe.com. I am curious now as to what the starting salary is, the average starting salary of a WNBA player. Let's see here. This is from ZachJohnson.com. And it says, in 2023, the average salary for WNBA players is $120,000, up from $75,000 in 2009. And so it looks like the average volleyball player on Atlanta Vibe is going to be making $120,000 a year. And I love that. I think that's fantastic. Believe it or not, we've got some tiny homes coming to Gwinnett County. A housing nonprofit is planning a tiny home community in Gwinnett. Affordable housing advocates are working together to develop a community of tiny homes in Gwinnett County. The Gwinnett County Housing Corporation, the Gwinnett Housing Corporation, and the housing nonprofit MicroLife Institute will sell cottage-style homes of up to 750 square feet. The homes will be available to people earning up to 80% of the area's median income. And I didn't know exactly what the median income, but it says that the median household income in 2022 dollars, this is an average of 2018 to 2022, is $82,296, which means people who can buy the tiny homes can earn up to $64,000. The project is designed to be a step between an apartment and purchasing a single-family home. MicroLife Executive Director Will Johnson said they are using housing density to make the units much more affordable. He says, if we can use land better and be more creative with how we design and put houses closer together and build in a way that actually fosters community, we can save a lot of money and give that savings toward the ability to purchase these homes at attainable prices. The Institute already completed an affordable cottage community in Clarkston in 2021 using the tiny home model. Now they're going to apply that knowledge to Gwinnett County. The goal is to secure a piece of property for the project within the next 2 months. I thought they already had a piece of property purchased. In September 2023, the Gwinnett County Commission unanimously passed an ordinance expanding living options that went into effect in January. Gwinnett Housing CEO Leja. Gosh, I don't even know how to pronounce that name. Lejla Prljaca. And forgive me for butchering that name. Said before the measure was approved, the group was limited in what housing options it could develop. Hopefully, you will be able to find more information if it's something you're interested in online. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Capital City Home Loans. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available. He really just wants you to be able to make the best decisions along the way. He can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Don't forget, if you purchased your home in 2023, you need to make sure you file for homestead exemption before April the 1st. If you want more information, go to moderntraditionsrealty.com/homestead-exemption. Again, moderntraditionsrealty.com/homestead-exemption. We've got instructions for every single county in Metro Atlanta. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. If you don't believe me or if it sounds too good to be true, I say try me. Go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in just a little of information, and we'll tell you how our customized maximum value plans and our rehab and refresh budgets of up to $15,000 can give you the winning edge. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, what will the housing market look like once mortgage interest rates drop? And do you ever get frustrated with someone in the grocery store? We've got grocery store etiquette. Stick with us. We'll be back.